coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Greg. When the morning
comes. Fernando and Greg.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Greg.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Just wake up and say,
Alexa, play 99.7 now.
Happy Friday! Woo!
My God, happy to Fernando and Shan.
Thank you.
Both your birthdays are actually next week.
Yeah.
But we had to get it out of the way this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we did it next week.
We're going to be too sloppy.
And if we did it after Fernando's birthday, and he would say, like he did last year, did it out for Shan. So we had to make sure everybody feels.
I get sensey.
Like, do you? So we had to make sure everybody felt like it was their birthday. So we're doing it before. The birthday. Fernando's is Mondays and yours is Saturday.
Yeah.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, and also, this made things so much easier for me because, Shan, you had people decorate for the anniversary.
Yeah.
So, right. I just had to put up that happy birthday banner. That's what I did this morning.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for my beautiful flowers.
You're welcome.
They're
I
so
did
nice.
That arrangement myself.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did it.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say,
well,
no
I
way.
Am the least, I am the least crafty gay of all time.
Oh.
I am the one who is like, watches a do-it-yourself program and like, let me see if I can do that. I start, within 5 minutes, I'm like, screw this.
Yeah, you're
I,
like,
no, I can't do this. When all those DIY shows were out and all that stuff, I said, okay. Trading Spaces, you know, the big ones that's coming back. I said, I'm going to paint my own room.
Girl.
I did like three strokes up and down, and I said, ooh, I'm not doing that. I called my contractor. I said, I need you to get over here.
Uh-huh.
It's not fun
no,
to me.
No, like arts and crafts and like building stuff. And no, thank you.
Some guy the other day asked me if I had a glue gun.
A glue gun?
I said,
for what? I got a glue gun.
He's like, oh, I
you
do.
You would.
He's like, yeah. I do all these
what
things with it. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, other than gluing your mouth shut, I don't know what I would do with it. So, yeah, I'm not crafty. No, I did
I
not make that.
I love these simple things you can kind of take your mind off of. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it this weekend, but
what
I'll do more
of
that.
What are you taking your mind off of?
I don't know. Just kind of, it's good to kind of focus on, like, one thing. I know, my mind is on a lot
what's
of things.
What's your mind on that you're taking your mind off
I am
of?
Such a butterfly. I'm like, I'm on everything. But, like, when you do, like, a little craft thing like that, you can just kind of focus on that one thing, get it done. It's mm-hmm. like a, it's a, where's Marie Kondo?
Oh, here, I got There's, you.
There, see? Brings joy in that.
I mean, Shan, it was all I could do to put the flowers you gave me into a vase.
Oh, there you go. I knew they looked familiar. Like, oh,
these
wow.
are not the ones, girl. I'm saying it in a vase at my house.
In a vase? It's a vase.
Yeah, but I'm being gay right
now. Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm showing my gay side by saying vase.
I'm heading to LA this weekend. You guys are turning up today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's our turn up.
We're going out with Chad from the Love Tribe.
Oh,
yes. Y'all really
look for us. Look for us.
Y'all really.
I got my physical therapy staff. They told me they're going out today. Because a lot of the St. Patrick's Day festivities are happening
there.
In the city. And I said, oh my God, we've changed our plans. We were going to go somewhere else, but now we're going down to like Royal Exchange.
Taverna Aventine, yeah.
We're going to be turned up. So I invited them.
Yes.
And so listeners, 888-456-9970. If you're planning on going out for the financial district festivities, there's a big block party.
Royal Exchange. It got a live band. I'm going to tell you all about it in the weekend hit list.
I haven't even pulled them out yet, Chan.
Mm.
But I was up at the store yesterday. I found a bunch of St. Patrick's Day stuff.
Hey.
You and Chad to wear, not
no,
me.
Oh, you're going to wear it. Come on.
Yeah.
We got beads. We got blinky things.
No, but St. John's coming. Jazzy's
St. John is coming?
St. John's going to meet up with us before
Girl.
His show.
Before his show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Be any fun then.
Oh.
Well, we shutting the radio station down today?
No,
what
before. He's going to meet before, but Jazzy's coming. Chad's coming. Carlos is coming.
Wow. All right. Hey. Hopefully some listeners will come, too. 888-456-9970. If you are rolling out for St. Patty's Day, and then you can help Shan celebrate her birthday in the financial district.
Hey,
now, listen.
You're doubling up. You got
better
this
come on the early
weekend.
Side yep. if you want to see me. I don't do late, so I can't make it. Like it. Somebody the other day, somebody said, oh, I'll be there at 7.
7? Oh.
We're starting around 2, so I'll be at home at 7.
I'll be surprised if you see St. John, because because he don't do early.
Right? So,
St. John's not going to be there.
Well, yeah. I mean, Chad texted us in the group chat like, oh, my God, St. John and Jazzy are coming. I'm
St.
like,
St. John's not going to be
there. Oh, rip. All right. Well.
See, here's the thing. We're going to pay your bills. We got a lot of business to take care of, regardless of the birthdays that are going on here.
Keep on waking. Fernando and Greg.
This is what you wake up for.
99.7 now.
About to pay your bills in about 5 minutes. According to Shan and everywhere else, of course, it is Mercury in retrograde right now.
Well, yeah, that's not according to Shan.
No.
It is true. Mercury has been in retrograde since the beginning, I think the 5th, and it will not end until the 28th. Now, everybody knows that communication is much harder during this time, and it was proof. The other day, Instagram and Facebook went down, and we heard from you at 888-456-9970. So many of you talked about how, and also relationship issues happen, and so many people text in that crap was going down with their computers, their phone. I mean, Mercury in retrograde for 2019 has been real so far.
Anybody else experiencing this? 888-456-9970. I don't know how much I put into this, but...
It's true because everyone's going through it right now. I even went through it this morning because Matt said I was on my phone too much.
See? That's communication.
And I've always been on my phone too much. First of all,
this is our time. At this time of hour in the morning, you can do what you want. He needs to leave you alone in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a hold of him. Am I going to see him today?
It was actually last night, and then it went to the morning.
It went
morning.
In all
yeah.
the way to the
Wait,
morning.
He gets up with you this early
yeah,
in the morning?
Yeah, he wakes up, makes me breakfast, and goes to the gym.
Okay, well, he needs to do all that without fighting with you.
Yeah, but it's Mercury in retrograde. It only happens right now.
All right, so it's not his fault. It's
not
Mercury.
His fault.
888-456-9970. Let's hear.
Jackie is on the line. What happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. So I was on BART last week when it was raining, and this woman shook her umbrella all over my purse with my laptop in it, and as soon as you got, and it's dead now, and I had to buy a new one this weekend. And when you guys were talking about having computer issues or things like that with Mercury being in retrograde, like, I am now a believer.
Oh my God, I know. And
what?
that's never happened to you before, right?
No, I don't know. People
Thank
are always
you.
Rude on BART, but like never to the point where they're just showering my computer purse or anything like that.
Did you bump her in the head with your purse? Because I would have.
I was giving her the nastiest looks and I was considering reporting her to BART, but you know, what? Like you just...
But BART's communication system was down, and you couldn't report her.
But Jackie, you know why your computer went down, because that woman put water
yes,
on it. Blame her,
course,
not Mercury.
Yes, and she did it while Mercury was in retrograde.
Coincidence.
Follow the bouncing
Coincidence.
Ball
Coincidence. It could have happened anytime.
BART, but it didn't.
It rained.
It didn't
BART
happen
every day.
Time.
I take BART every day, and it's never happened before. And then Mercury's in retrograde, and now I am out. Hella money for for a new laptop.
All right, Jackie.
I would here's find that thing. Lady and make her pay for your computer.
No, here's what you have to do. While Mercury's in retrograde, you have to take bigger precautions. So next time, when Mercury's in retrograde, make sure you have wrapped your computer in plastic.
Yeah, Ziploc baggie it.
There we go.
Damn,
all right, thank
sucks.
You, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
All right.
408 says, Fernando, what else do you need? What about the Ethiopian plane that went down the other day during Mercury and retrograde.
There was one last year that also crashed not during
Mercury and retrograde.
Yeah.
You know that. That's not true.
Yeah, it is true.
Where did that pop up in it?
This is unbelievable. Kaiser Permanente's all their systems went down 2 days ago.
Jamba Juice in San Jose's, all their system went down yesterday, too.
It's true. My husband and I had a weird argument last week. I texted him to say I missed him, and it turned into an argument.
What?
Can you believe that?
My God.
That is from
Couples fighting. It's crazy. It must be Mercury in retrograde. Kathy. Let's listen, how do we defend ourselves from this? If you truly believe this, how do you do it? Do you use crystals? What's the thing? How do you protect?
I am double protected. The retrograde is real.
Can you tell us like what crystals we should be looking for when Mercury's in retrograde?
It depends on what you're feeling, and I go based off my zodiac sign too. So for being a Virgo, there's specific crystals that are healing. But if you're starting and beginning with them, I would suggest like a clear quartz or even an amethyst.
Okay.
Those have really good healing properties and protection properties.
All right. Shannon and I are going to go to this crystal shop in the Haight that somebody recommended. I'm sure there are people there that can help us out.
Yeah. You know, I go to Luz de Luna right here on 24th, and it's in between South Venice and Folsom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even closer.
That's in my neighborhood. That's about two blocks away from where I live. I see it all the time.
I love Luz de Luna. They'll take care of you. And the one thing with crystals is don't study too much on them. Pick the one that calls your attention and then research which one you want.
Ah, so the crystal picks you. You don't pick the crystal.
Yes, exactly. Because it's like your energy needs.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, Shannon and I are going to be out today, and we are going to find a crystal shop that we're at. We'll have a follow-up on Monday.
We already told Chad. We're like, we're bringing you, homie. You better be coming through and picking your crystals because this is no joke.
No. The crystals are going to pick us,
Shannon. Oh, that's right. The crystals pick you.
Kathy says they need to pick you.
All right. I mean, listen. Whatever you need to do to protect yourself, if there's extra protection out there, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Man, I feel like Fox Pang. I hope there's no technical difficulty, no crazy mishap keeping you from getting your bill paid right now. C-Fox?
C-Fox?
Yeah, it's a cool name.
That's a cool name.
I know.
What?
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Jennifer just said, I kicked my boyfriend out at the beginning of the month, and he's been such an beep texting me all month, and he just set the date to come get all of his stuff. It's on the 28th. The day that it goes out.
Wow.
The last day of Mercury, he's getting his stuff and then getting out of her life. And she's starting new on the 29th.
Wow.
When it's out.
Okay,
beautiful.
Girl.
Beautifully done, Jennifer.
Great start.
Beautifully done.
All right.
Start your new life.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
The college bribery scandal. Now we're feeling the repercussions here. At least Lori Loughlin, who is not only well-known because of her time as Aunt Becky on Full House, but she's also the wholesome face of the Hallmark Channel until yesterday when the channel said goodbye and cut ties with her after this whole thing, after her arrest.
Dude, her whole life, her whole family's life is ruined. Her daughter's lives. She's been fired from anything she has any kind of association with, and now her daughter's left school.
Mm. Yeah, and
this is unbelievable.
So not only, like, she's lost the Hallmark gig, you know, you mentioned, like, she's lost everything, but the producers of Fuller House confirmed that Aunt Becky will not appear in the final season of Fuller House for Netflix.
They're dropping her like a hot potato.
Oh, God, yeah.
Everybody.
And even her youngest daughter, Olivia, she has partnerships with Tresemme and Sephora. So they've cut ties with her.
Well, she has a makeup line.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything just cut.
Shades by Olivia, no more.
Yeah, hey, this is opportunity.
I got a swoop in. They got a slot at Sephora now.
Well,
Shades by Shannon.
That's what I'm give them a call.
Who am I going to call at Sephora?
You can let Erica do that.
Okay. Sephora,
Erica, get
if you're
on
listening,
it.
Please, yeah. I will take her slot.
Shades by Shannon will slip into that Olivia Loughlin or whatever her name is position right there.
All just to get her daughter into stupid USC when her daughter didn't even want to go there. Her daughter made clear in a lot of her tweets before that, she didn't even care. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to do her passion, which I think was like film or whatever. And I guess USC has one of the best, if not the best, film school. And so her mom, you know, really wanted her to get in there. And she didn't care. The girl didn't even care. The girl didn't even know that this was all going down.
So she didn't know?
No.
No.
Most of the kids that were in this situation, they say, did not know their parents were doing this. You got to understand, your parents, in most cases, unless they're my parents, they're not going to say, hey, you're dumb, so we're going to pay for you to get in. No, they were paying for them for a way to get in, making the kids think, oh, I'm so smart.
Right.
Didn't you hear the one story? So the guy who set all this up has been squawking like a bird. And one of the stories is, he's like, some of the kids were super annoying because we would get their test results fixed to where they would get like a 1500 on the SAT, which the highest you can get, at least it was when I was a kid, was 16. I don't know where it is now.
Stop.
If it's changed. They'd get a 1500 and then they would be like, oh, I want to take it again. I can do better. And they'd be like,
Girl, like, you really no, made you a 900.
Right.
Okay. You is dumb. You did not make a 1500. But, and like, he said that happened a couple times where they were like, hey, homeboy, just be happy you got that 1500 and keep it moving.
Oh, yeah, so, and keep your mouth shut. But that's the thing.
A lot of these kids didn't know that.
I heard, like, a report yesterday on, like, the whole psychology of it and about, like, you know, just how parents, you know, want the best for their kids. Obviously, any parent does. But at the same time, like, in too many cases, parents are basically doing everything for their kids, whether it be, like, helping them do projects, get their homework completed, or really ridiculous things like this where you're paying a ton of money to get your child into a top school. So basically, these kids aren't learning anything. They have no idea how to act independently and do things and really work for
something. Listen, that girl was not learning anything in school. She was on the chancellor at USC's yacht the other day. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a break.
They're probably fixing all her grades and everything.
Of course they are. And that was another thing that they've been doing. A lot more is going to come out. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just one thing. People say this has been going on with other places, other things for years. Right. And in Sassy Sports coming up, I'm going to tell you all the coaches from colleges that have already been fired from doing this. And there's a bunch of them.
All right. That's coming up in Sassy Sports. Meanwhile, cutting over to Cardi B, who wants everyone to know that if she's not able to stay engaged in a conversation with you, it's because she's having a different conversation with the voice in her head.
Hey, you could be talking to me and the voice in my head, I don't know. We'll start asking me questions like, hey, what happened to your green Balenciaga shirt that you wore the other day? And then I reply back in my head like, I don't know, bitch. I think I left it at my grandma's house. And then me and the voice in my head start going back and forth while you talking to me. So I'm really not paying attention because the voice in my head is talking to me.
Well, at least she's honest about it. I'm doing it all the time. So we all got that voice in our head.
Beyonce says she has Sasha Fierce, right?
Oh, it's Sasha.
Like her alter ego.
Well, I mean, this only happens to me when someone is not engaging. And there's a lot of people who are not. Mm. So, like, when you get to talking to somebody who is telling a story, sometimes I'm just like,
how do I get out of this?
That's the conversation in your head.
That's why I talk to all my friends. And one of the biggest fights I ever got into with John was I told him, can we make this a radio version of the story?
And he got mad.
Oh, he got furious. But in my defense, John starts every story from when Jesus was born. So, like, you got
to get the origin.
You got to get the beginning of the Bible.
Yeah.
Joseph, like, whatever
back.
It is, 14, 16, yeah. Whatever, Proverb. I mean, I got to know how, when he was born. And the
Book of Genesis
about,
in the, like, beginning.
I thought I asked what Levi made in English. Why does this start from Jesus' birth?
All right. Do you have that voice in your head? What is that conversation like? 888-456-9970. Maybe you have an alter ego. Tell us about it.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, this is the worst kept secret in America. Conor McGregor is now being sued by the 22-year-old man who had McGregor arrested after the UFC star smashed and stole his cell phone in Miami early Monday. That did not take long. You knew it had to be coming, because when something happens like this with a celebrity, you know they are going to get sued.
Reminds me of the time of Kanye when that photographer was tempting or provoking him. He's like, yeah, I know how this works. I'm going to give you $250,000. It's always how it goes
down.
Well,
he actually settled that suit, I think, for $100,000.
He got off cheap.
This guy's asking for a lot less. Conor McGregor looks like he's going to get away with just maybe $20,000. The victim didn't wait long to file that suit. Filed it yesterday, claiming battery, assault, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we are snowflakes. I mean, okay, battery, check. If he did something to you, all right. Assault, okay.
All right.
But intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Girl, wouldn't you sue for more than that if he broke your phone?
Yes.
Exactly, girl.
But not for intentional infliction of emotional distress.
I would. What else could I add to the list?
They should just change this to, it should be called in the lies, I'm a snowflake. Don't talk to me. Like, homeboy, you ran up and you inflicted emotional distress on him as well. Mm-hmm. You stuck your phone in his face.
Mm-hmm.
So he did it back.
But he broke it. He actually took...
Okay, so that's the assault and battery in that. So I agree with that part. Now, here's what he says happened. He says he was leaving the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami, and he tried to take a picture of Connor on his phone. But then McGregor snapped. I love that show. And grabbed his arm so tightly that he couldn't get away. He punched his phone out of his hand. Then he went, he grabbed the phone, then he threw it on the ground again, then he stomped on it, then he picked it up, and then he left. Now, this is reminding me of, like, some of Sadie's early meltdowns. Like, she didn't get what she wanted. Like, you know how they get, and they stomp on the ground, and they do all this, like a little kid. When they don't get what they want.
Emotional distress. And you know why he was probably so stressed out? Because he didn't have his phone for probably, like, 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's stressful enough.
Yeah, but you know it was Conor McGregor, so you know you're about to make some money.
Thank you,
So you should be happy.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, that...
And your phone's going to get replaced.
Let's say his phone is $1,000. He just scored probably 20. You
but
know
what about the lawyers and the legal fees and all that
Girl,
stuff?
Don't you know that those lawyers, they don't charge you nothing until you see them on TV? We don't charge you until you get your settlement.
Yeah, we're going to charge you 90%.
So the lawyers will settle for, you know, like $20,000 and he'll get his $15,000.
He's going to call the Barnes Associates. Salino and Barnes.
Oh, no more. They split up.
Yeah. Call 800 million.
You better write that down on our spotlight. You gave him a shout.
We are not getting an endorsement with them anytime soon.
Because they can't get it right.
But apparently all this is not letting McGregor, you know, McGregor's not letting any of this get him down. He was arrested for this already. He did go to jail for it. Now he's being sued. But he was seen. You can check this out at the Fernando and Greg Instagram. He was inside of a bar and grill just outside of Miami, and he took over the entire bar and the kitchen. He was flipping burgers. He was making steaks for people in the back, and he purchased 100 shots of his own Proper 12 Irish whiskey for customers. There you go. There it is. He not only purchased them, he poured them, and there he was super friendly. Of course, he was promoting Proper 12, his whiskey.
Well,
he was taking photos with people. He was taking selfies. He was in the kitchen. He was flipping steaks.
There's
a time
and place. So, that fool should have went to the bar and grill. Would have gotten everything he wanted.
I know, well, you're flipping now. You were on the guy's side. Well, now you're against
him. But I'm saying he shouldn't have done that. But if he wanted to, he should have just went to his appearance and gotten a free steak.
That's true. So, remember, if you want to see Shan, meet her next Saturday at her birthday party at Temple. But don't be bothering her on the street when she's walking down the street, because she might grab your phone, throw it on the ground, smash it.
I got to shout out Heidi and her dad. I met him at the Dollar Tree on El Camino.
Oh, Lord.
They came up to me. They said, we listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
All right.
Just if you're nice about it, it's all good.
What up, Dollar Tree?
Don't be sticking a cell phone in Shan's face, though.
Hey, and here is a list of coaches fired from the college admissions cheating scandal that we were talking about earlier. Stanford's sailing coach, the University of Texas's tennis coach, USC's water polo coach, USC's associate athletic director, placed on leave but not fired yet, Wake Forest women's volleyball coach, UCLA's men's soccer coach, indicted but not fired yet. Well, no, they left the school before they were fired. Indicted and left the school before. Former coaches at a Yale soccer program, Georgetown's tennis coach, Rhode Island's tennis coach, USC's former USC's head and assistant coach to soccer.
I'm still
so all those.
Wow,
I still find kind of trouble. I find it kind of funny that Stanford has a sailing coach. People get out on a boat. Okay,
you can get a scholarship for sailing.
Yeah, there's all kind of things.
Oh my God. All the coaches were in on this.
Well,
it
is funny because, look, if you look at all of those sports, those coaches are paid probably next to nothing. That's why they were ripe to be bribed. Like, you don't go to the football coach who's making $5 million a year. He's like, that's pennies. You go to the sailing coach who's probably a volunteer. I mean, let's be honest.
Like, no.
He probably is volunteering.
Did we even know they had a sailing program?
So like, that's who you go to. You go to the tennis coach who's not making anything. And then they're like, oh, yeah, this university don't pay me nothing. I should take this bribe. You know, kind of like around here, Shan. I bet if somebody tried to bribe you for access to Jazzy's office, would you do it?
$5.
All right, that's all I got. Just give me a new pair of white socks for Jazzy, and you're in.
Or make them some pineapple socks, and you're good to go.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're
playing with balls, I'm all over it.